Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baseball playoffs hot and heavy. Not a lot to talk about on the Oreo front right now. Most of the World Series, and after that you start knowing who's moving, who's shaking. But we're talking baseball right now from Orioles shortstop now broadcaster Mike Bordick. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, good morning, Rob. How much, man?
Doing well, man. How much of these playoffs are you enjoying?
Oh, I love them all, man. I really do. I think it's fun because the game changes for the better, I think, in the postseason, right? It's more real baseball. I actually saw a wheel play executed the other day where the third base would crash, the shortstop went to third base, and they got that lead out at third. So that was fun, man. And I think managers are trying to let their starters go because of the risk of the bullpen. I'm really enjoying it, and I think they're interesting series for sure.
Who do you think comes out of the National League? I mean, the Brewers was so strong in the regular season. Obviously, lead the series right now. Who do you like there? I mean, the Tigers look like they were on fire at the beginning of the season, kind of petered out.
Yeah.
I mean, of the four left, who do you like in the National League?
Yeah, well, I think the Dodgers are the team to beat for sure. They're just so deep, and they were hurt most of the year. They didn't play great baseball. I know at the beginning of the year they were a team that I legitimately thought they could win 120 games. But then the injury bug hit them like most teams, but they got healthy at the right time. So in September they started healing up. Now they've got starters in the bullpen. I mean, they are so deep. They've got a veteran offensive lineup. They've been through it before.
Yeah.
And one of the hardest things to do, and I love the Brewers too. Talk about a baseball team, real baseball team.
That's the team I pick, the Brewers.
Yeah, that they do things right. And I'm pulling for them because I think you can win with that. I don't think you have to try to hit 280 home runs and guys throw 100 miles an hour. You can win with good baseball, and the Brewers have proven that.
I got the Padres and Guardians, and I'm sticking with it. I'm going to double down.
I just picked the Padres, too.
I did. Mike, let me ask you about the Phillies real quick, because, I mean, it's got to be such a pisser to be in first place the whole year, gearing up, getting ready for the postseason. You lose your ace, but you got three other decent pitchers to go to, and you wind up coughing up 0-2 at home, and now you got to go out to L.A. to try to take it back to Philly. What's got to be going through their minds, and how tough is that to overcome? It seems like the Yankees, because they're going home, they won yesterday, things look better for them to take it to a Game 5.
Yeah, no, it really does. And so much momentum shifted, and, of course, Aaron Judge rising to the occasion, pretty impressive stuff. Mm. Yeah, the Phillies, oh, man. The other night I'm watching the game, and I thought the Phillies were really in control. Some of their big boppers obviously scuffling a little bit. Schwarber, if they're able to play again, they really need his bat to come through. I mean, he's kind of a legendary folk hero almost when it comes to postseason home runs and stuff. But, yeah, he hasn't gotten a hit in like a month. He's like 0-for-20-something. So, yeah, they need their bats to come alive. But, bullpens are always risky. But I just think, you know, like that was the game the other day, that Phillies-Dodgers game where they pulled off that wheel play. And so yeah. Just another thing to kind of support the Dodgers. I mean, how come the best team in baseball can execute, and I say the best team only because of their payroll right now, and I think that's the way a lot of people look at the Dodgers, but they executed a situational baseball play that helped them win a ball game. That was impressive to me, and that's the kind of stuff that stands out. You saw in the Tigers game, you know, just situational baseball where the ball's rolling all over the place and runs score. Everything really gets highlighted and matters. And the Phillies game, and I guess I went in a roundabout way, the right fielder for the Phillies, who's had some controversy here recently, there was a ball hit. Freddie Freeman hit a ball to right field, and nothing was even brought up about how Freeman went to second base right in front of him. And
is it Castellanos, or was it like another guy in there? Okay.
Yeah, Castellanos. And Freeman just walked into second base, and I'm thinking, is there no urgency to try to cut down 90 feet right there? And, of course, the Dodgers have ended up scoring and winning by one run, and that was like a pivotal play. So all these type plays matters, and the Phillies, you know, they need a big hit, and they need to understand the importance of that. You know, the one or two defensive plays really make a huge impact in the postseason.
Mike Bordick. Mike, tell us all about your podcast.
Oh, wow, Rob. We had are you guys familiar with Jane Levy?
Yeah.
She is a brilliant writer.
Yeah.
She wrote some biographies about Sandy Koufax, Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle. But she wrote a new book called Let Me Be Commissioner, or Make Me Commissioner, or something like that. And she's got that kind of old school blood in her where her passion for the game really comes through. And she shared that with me and Jerry the other day on the Be More Baseball podcast. And, you know, just talked about she wishes that somehow baseball could get out of its way analytically and let baseball people back in, because the passion of the game shows when real baseball people are doing it. And it just doesn't feel, it wouldn't feel as cold. So I support her in a lot of things, letting young kids into the ballpark. I mean, we see ballparks that are empty. There's 162 games, 80 home games. Why not open it up for kids 10 and under for free to kind of keep the impact of the game on the next generation? Because I fear that they're losing some young players to the game. And I also am very fearful about the 26 at the end of the 26th season, the collective bargaining agreement. I mean, and she was too. So check it out. It was a great interview, and she loves talking good old baseball.
There you go. Hey, Mike, thanks a lot, my friend.
All right, you guys, thanks for having me.
Thanks,
right.
Mike.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.